While Europe remains in turmoil, some of the world's emerging economies are pushing for a larger role in managing global debt. The leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa have agreed to set up a development bank in a direct snub to the World Bank. It'll be the first institution established by the informal group known as the BRICS. These leaders began holding forums at the start of the global financial crisis in an effort to set an economic path that's not dominated by the West, as Ashley Hall reports.
They were hoping to launch a fully fledged deal to set up a $50 billion rival to the World Bank. But in the end, all the BRICS countries were able to announce was an in-principle agreement to create a joint lender to meet the country's $4.5 trillion infrastructure needs and a fund to shore up liquidity problems that emerge. Jacob Zuma is South Africa's president and host of the fifth annual summit of BRICS countries.
We have decided to enter formal negotiations to establish a BRICS-led new development bank.
Still to be thrashed out are the key questions of how much cash each country should contribute, how infrastructure projects will be chosen, and where the bank will be based. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says there's still quite a bit of negotiating to do.
We just used 1 year since New Delhi summit to have to complete a feasibility study. And now we are at a very different stage where, as always, the devil is in details.
The international affairs analyst Brooke Spector says it's not likely to be an easy task.
It's not just that the devil is in the detail, the actual working of it is in the detail. And for that, they haven't really got clarity yet on what it will be.
Together, the BRICS economies account for 25% of global output and 40% of the world's population, and their leaders are not shy about talking up their contribution to the global economy. Dilma Rousseff is the president of Brazil.
For the very first time, back in 2012, developing countries attracted more foreign direct investment than developed countries. The BRICS countries alone were the destination of no less than $263 billion in investment flows, the equivalent of 20% of the overall FDI worldwide.
Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, insists the BRICS countries should carry more influence.
Our countries have 40% of the planet's population. BRICS nations have large natural resources, have a well-prepared industrial basis and well-trained staff.
While most of the rest of the world's economy has been in a long-term slump, it's been left to the BRICS economies to drive growth. But members of the group believe they haven't been accorded sufficient respect and influence in the existing forums. Farah Borz-Mashirian is the director of the Institute of Global Finance at the University of New South Wales.
We know that, for instance, China has got great interest in Africa. They have been very active in tapping into mining resources, in turning, if you like, African communities into a more cohesive, if you like, economies where they could basically buy and sell from China and to China. And hence, they think that this particular development bank will have important role in targeting some key nations where they have direct bilateral relationship.
So what difference would a BRICS bank make to the global economy? It's a question I put to Saul Eslake, the chief economist with Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Australia.
In the short term, not a great deal. In particular, it's worth remembering that the IMF, for example, has a balance sheet of over $500 billion, and the World Bank slightly more than that. So this bank that's being established by the BRICS countries is small in comparison. But it does nonetheless represent an effort by the BRICS countries to change the way in which the world's governance is organised.
Saul Eslake says it's likely there'll be more new big institutions established in the coming years as developing nations seek a greater voice.
Ashley Hall reporting.